This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, has a review of Warren Zevon's new album. It's his first release in 5 years, and it's called Sentimental Hygiene. Shadows falling in the noonday sun, blue feeling to the maximum. Look what happens when you love someone.
Warren Zevon has been making records for over a decade. He's one of those rare birds whose career has been sustained primarily by rave reviews. The closest Zevon has ever come to a commercial hit was when his song Werewolves of London was used to spooky effect in the 1978 movie An American Werewolf in London. Zevon has a new album out called Sentimental Hygiene. Chances are it won't do any better than his previous albums, but in some ways, it's as good as any of them. Zevon has never picked obvious subjects for rock songs. In addition to werewolves, Central American mercenaries and dancing schools have figured in his earlier work. The new album's topics include the boxer Ray Boom Boom Mancini, just so you get the reference, he calls the song Boom Boom Mancini, and a celebrity drug rehabilitation center very much like the Betty Ford Center, just so you don't get the reference, he calls the song Detox Mansion. But for the first time, Zevon is also writing about his own wrangles with the music business. This has inspired some of his roughest, funniest music. Here's an example of this, a song called Even a Dog Can Shake Hands.
Survive upon Mulholland Drive, and I get it anyway.
That was Warren Zevon from his new album, Sentimental Hygiene. I think you can gather from that song why Zevon isn't a household name. His voice is raw and his music is strong, bitter stuff. Early in his career, Zevon was dubbed the Sam Peckinpah of rock, a reference to his fondness for including gun calibers and violent images in his compositions. Zevon also held forth in interviews about how much he admired detective writers like Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, and especially Ross MacDonald, to whom Zevon once dedicated an album. Like Ross MacDonald, Zevon's hard-boiled writing barely conceals a soft-boiled sentimentalist. This is certainly true of the sappy songs on the new album, like The Factory and Trouble Waiting to Happen. But Sentimental Hygiene also shows Zevon taking unprecedented aesthetic risks. Long situated in Los Angeles and chummy with a slew of slick musicians out there, he left that comfortable environment to experiment with different sounds on the album, working with the southern band R.E.M. and the funk music pioneer George Clinton on different songs. It's in this way that Warren Zevon has given himself new life as a recording artist. He continues to be a cult star worth seeking out.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Warren Zevon's new album, Sentimental Hygiene.